Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Happy Podcast Day.
Yeah, happy International Podcast Day. Yes, indeed. So it is the day to celebrate podcasting, and I've seen all kinds of stuff going on social, all kinds of company announcements.
Yeah, lots of announcements today. That's we're not going to cover them all here, but you'll see them around.
Yeah, so bunch are up there, but the International Podcast Team is leaving it up to everyone to do their own thing. So tonight is the big night for me. I'm doing the podcast award ceremony.
Yep.
So we announced the 30 winners plus our podcast influencer and also our listener influencers of the year.
Oh, nice.
So that goes down at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to have a lot of fun
late night for you today.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be kind of a long day for me today, too, because I'm still kind of prepping to get ready for it. But that said, we got lots to go through today. We got some news. We got a blueberry breast practice. We've got some blueberry news. We got a pro tip, and the pro tip's kind of cool. So we'll play that live. And we got a question of the week, of course. But
got two questions.
Oh,
this week.
Two questions. All right.
Well, the first one's easy. So
I stand corrected here. But welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being here. First thing up is NPR Car Talk is leaving the radio after 54 years and 7 years after one of the co-hosts passed away.
Yeah, they're leaving the airways. WBUR is their home station. And, they've been doing a really good job of clipping together reruns that sound like they were just recorded. You know, they've been really good with that. But they're taking them off of radio.
They weren't doing live anymore?
No, they haven't been doing live probably 7-8 years. One of the co-hosts died, 7 or 8 years ago, and they've been. I mean, you would think if you listened to it, you would think it was live, but haven't been doing it in 7 years.
How do you have new? How do you not talk about new vehicles for 7 years? That's the question.
I think that's why they're finally probably taking them off, because they're talking about, well, I got a 1987 this or that,
right.
But anyway, it's still going to continue as a twice weekly podcast. So more power to them that way.
They're milking that thing to death, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that was NPR's most popular show for several years. So
really?
Oh yeah. Easy.
Well, I don't listen to NPR, so I have no idea.
That's a great show.
Yeah. So moving on here, podcast SOP. I don't know what the SOP stands for. A new app for podcasters to organize their show workflow.
Yeah, I think it stands for standard operating practice, maybe. But it's kind of a, I don't know. You think of it sort of like what is that app that everybody uses? But it's a specialized app for collaboration between team members and, just to keep everything organized. With this show, we pretty much operate in Google Docs. And this is a more specialized app, it looks like. I didn't get to play with it too much, but that has been in the news lately. So I figured I would mention it if you guys want to go check it out.
Awesome. All right. Also, there's a new podcast audio checking service. I ran a file through mine and never got the report, so I have no idea how my audio stacked up.
I got the report, and it gave me a score of like 4, but it didn't explain to me what that meant.
A 4?
I got a 4.
A 4?
Whatever that means.
Oh, my God. Well, it's like the top score is what, 5?
They don't say.
Huh.
I'm guessing 5.
Okay.
But yeah, I got a 4, and then, give me different ratings and, I forget. I brought one of them up. But anyway, I was a little surprised that it didn't go into more detail. I mean, it'd give you some detail if you really wanted to read about it, but it didn't say that, like for compression, it gave me a 3.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? But anyway, it's kind of cool, and if you can figure out what it is actually doing, it might be worthy to check it out. It's kind of a weird name too. It's Vibes, V-I-B-3-S.
So, dot audio. So yeah. They probably couldn't get vibes.audio. So it was vibes.audio. All right, yeah. Cool. I think I've already talked about the podcast awards. Don't need to cover that anymore. It's in our list here. So I kind of jumped the gun.
That's all right.
9 p.m. Eastern. And if you missed it, you can watch the replay tomorrow if you after International Podcast Day if you missed this. But the Shure MV7X, no USB version, has been announced. It's going to be around $180 and $250 for the USB XLR version.
Yeah, you know, so, that's the one they came out with a while back.
It's a good mic.
It's an awesome mic. It's like the one you're using, the SM7B. Well, this is kind of the economy version of that, and then and it had USB, and now they're coming out with one without USB for those that don't need it.
Gotcha.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's nice. Don't have to have those extra electronics in there. Just need some wires.
True.
So Podcast Movement Evolutions is accepting speaker proposals. It just seems like, wow, we're already.
Yeah, that's what's in March, I think.
Yeah.
In L.A. And they're already looking at speakers. And I think they're open through the month of October.
Okay. So we have proposals. The month of October to submit. Yeah. So if you're going to be out in Los Angeles for Podcast Movement Evolutions, Blueberry will be there, of course. You definitely want to submit your speaker application, and maybe you'll get picked to speak. It's always good to pass education on.
Sure.
So this is a big one. Pluto TV's been fined $3.5 million for breaking closed captioning rules. And what's interesting is Pluto TV is purely IP. It's an internet-based service.
Yeah, it's a channel on Roku and Apple TV and, you know, smart TVs and whatnot. And it's purely online thing.
There was another one that was sued. There was a couple of them they went after, but it just makes you wonder now that if the FCC is considering the internet streaming to be. It's obvious that they are, because before this was restricted to, this is something that was restricted to
broadcast TV
or cable.
What I'm wondering is, okay, like Pluto is you know, over the top type service, right, like Netflix and all these other things, and Netflix and all them do the closed captioning. So maybe, you know, that's a thing. And, you know, do we really have to worry about that as podcasters?
Maybe.
We might, and I hope not. But if we do, we do. There's a lot of automated closed captioning that's pretty damn good. It's built right into Chrome browsers now for
one thing,
for
internet stuff. It's the challenge really is, and for those that are don't understand what closed caption, how it works, is there's a file called a VRT or SRT file that contains a by the second or segmented. It basically will play back as a player plays back. And it's something that is now starting to be looked at a little bit more by the podcasting space, and should be. Primarily closed caption has been for video. But if you think about it, it would definitely same apply to audio content, because, you know, who are you trying, you know, at least with video content, those that are hearing impaired can potentially maybe read lips. But with the audio podcast, the transcript is it. There's no way for those who are hearing impaired to enjoy podcasts without some sort of closed caption or transcript.
Right. You know, I think transcript, you know, for purely audio podcasts, I think the transcript is probably the solution to it, but you never know, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, moving on here, best practice, and you're talking about merch swag for your podcast.
Yeah, thinking about that a lot lately. Of course, we always, you know, want your stickers and whatnot. And, of course, you know, Todd's showing on camera for those watching live the blueberry coffee mug, which is highly popular swag item at the conferences show, and trade shows and whatnot. And, in fact, well, no, I don't have mine in here. I actually drank out of it yesterday, so it's in the dishwasher.
Well, the reason people love our coffee mug is because of the what's on it and what it says. So you'll have to get one to see it and understand what it's about. But it's basically about forgetting to hit record, which we didn't do today. Luckily we remembered to hit record. But T-shirts, it can run the full thing.
Stickers, we're always talking about stickers.
We're talking
about stickers. I've seen people, like a lot of YouTubers do this too, and I haven't seen it as much in podcasting, but
they wear jerseys.
Yeah, they have the hoodies or T-shirts or whatever, and when they're on their YouTube channel. And with me, every once in a while I'll put on some sort of T-shirt. Sometimes I'll use the blueberry T-shirt or whatever for our live video segment. But what I'm talking about is, what would you give away to your listeners? Are you doing some sort of swag? Like, I have stickers for my podcast. We have stickers for this podcast. We'll send you one, send us a thing. We'll have that at the end.
Yeah.
But, I don't know how much, do you really want to do this? And as a listener, have you ever gotten any swag from a show that you listen to?
I have a policy. Send me a sticker. I send a sticker for the new media show, and for Geek and Essential, same thing. I have.
And for this show.
Some swag. Yep. And this show. So I have a board in the other room that has all the stickers that I've got. And for listeners, though, listeners aren't going to have stickers. So, because the new media show is largely podcast listeners, and this show too. But my other show is not, so I have other rewards that I actually give for donations and stuff. So,
There's been also, over the years, Cafe Press and things like that.
I've used a swag Cafe Press as a swag store. Yeah. In fact, I still have T-shirts and that kind of stuff still available on it.
Yeah, I have a coffee mug from one of my old websites, FlightRadio.com, still from Cafe Press.
So it's a great way to, build, support with your audience, and a great way maybe to just earn a little bit of money, because you don't earn a lot off swag.
Yeah, you usually don't.
That you sell. But, if nothing else, it allows people to advertise. And I always think that swag that people wear, T-shirts and that type of stuff, is always the best. But
when we were a podcast movement, we were giving out T-shirts, and then day two you'll see people walking around in them. It's kind of cool.
Yep, absolutely. So think about merch and swag for your show. It's an idea. And start small, don't go too crazy.
Yeah, and don't order 5,000 T-shirts, because
you don't have to do an order at all. You just use Cafe Press, and they print onesies.
Yeah,
true. It's a little more expensive, but it is definitely, you don't have to carry no stock. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Blueberry News here. We're not taking a break. It may look like a break, but we're hot and heavy.
Yeah, we're taking a break in the announcements is what I was getting at there. But, we're hot and heavy on the UI UX updates. Yeah. And, of course, lots more coming soon.
Matter of fact, they're making a change to our onboarding today. One thing that we figured out we missed, that's being added today.
Yes.
So there's just a few things. We're making tweaks here and there. And found a few bugs, too. Found a bug on pro hosting customer sign-up. So we're going to work that bug. So it's just we're kind of cleaning up the, what you have told us about. And then we're hot and heavy deep into the stats redesign. That I am probably the most excited about of all the updates. Everything's been exciting up to this point. But we're probably a month away. I don't know. Yeah,
something
maybe,
like that.
For the first beta on stats, and we're actually going to be probably. Here's the thing: if you want to give us some feedback, we're looking for some, four or five people that we can trust that will keep a secret, We'll kind of give you some preview of what we're planning just to get a little, and I wouldn't call them beta testers because there's no beta. This will just be mock-up.
Yeah.
Mock-up, you know, you can look at the mock-up and give us feedback, and we'd want to do a one-on-one with you when we did that. But you can email me, Todd@blueberry.com, and we'll get Aaron and I and you or one of the team members on the phone or on Zoom, and we'll walk through it. But just let us know. Also, there's a blog post, how to create more inclusive space, how to create a more inclusive space in podcasting by Tara. It's a great article. It's gotten a great amount of traction already, even though it's only been out 3 days. The folks on Instagram went kind of crazy on it. So that's something to remember, too. We've got all these social presences. If you aren't following us on Instagram, please do that. Just search for Blueberry Podcasting. You'll find us. But check out that preview of, or check out that, not preview.
blog my mind's post.
Going back to the art. Yeah, check out the blog post.
Yeah.
So you've got a webinar going on, right, today?
Yep, today at 3:30 for those of you watching live on Facebook and other places. Otherwise, you can still, I believe, sign up. I'll have the link in there, and you'll get an email in a couple of days with the YouTube video, or just watch our channel on YouTube to see the webinar. If you don't, you know, you don't hear this before, you can sign up for it.
Awesome. So we've got our Blueberry Pro Tip. Mike, you ready to roll with that? This is how monitoring with headphones make a huge difference in your show. Let's go ahead and kick Toby to the front and center.
Hi there, Toby Goodman from Blueberry Pro Production here. Today I wanted to talk to you about monitoring. Now monitoring is something that musicians are very familiar with. Monitoring is quite the hot topic in not just studios but also in live music. As I found out again this weekend, we're beginning to open up here in the UK and theatre shows are back. So I was playing drums on a theatre show this weekend with a great singer, and we did a couple of nights at a theatre. And what was happening during the show was, although it was a great show, there was a big struggle and lots of backstage arguments between the sound engineer and the singer. Now, the sound engineer had a lot to do because he was not just running the sound for the audience, but he was running monitors. He was running the sound that we were hearing. And the singer was really struggling, and particularly he was struggling to hear himself during the ballads that were sung. So these are the slower, quieter tunes in the set where he just couldn't hear himself the way he wanted to. And the result of that, as far as I could hear, was he was singing well, but he wasn't singing in a way that he could deliver the performance he wanted to. So it wasn't that he wasn't saying the right words. It wasn't saying that he wasn't singing in tune, because he really was. He was a great singer. But what was frustrating for him was he wasn't able to sing in the right tone because he couldn't hear enough of himself back through the headphones. And in his case, he was using an in-ear monitoring system. So it was basically exactly the same as we would use as podcasters with headphones. He couldn't hear himself or his vocal well enough. And that really did affect the tone of his performance. So I wonder, if you're not piping your own sound back through your headphones, as well as your guest, if you've got a guest interview, then you're missing a trick. Because what's going to happen is, you'll be over-speaking perhaps. You'll be stretching your voice a little bit more than you need to. And of course, when you speak quietly, because you can hear yourself maybe a bit more than you're used to hearing if you speak on a day-to-day basis without headphones on and a microphone, then you'll speak quieter, because it's almost shocking to hear your own voice coming through a microphone and back into your ears. But it does make your voice quieter when you speak. And of course, a quieter, more gentler voice, just like in a ballad, in a song, has a certain tone to it that speaking loudly or at kind of room volume doesn't have. And that tone is more intimate. It connects with people, connects with listeners in a much stronger and more personal, more intimate way. So today's tip simply is, see how comfortable or uncomfortable you can get with pushing the volume of yourself, not just your guest, through your headphones as you speak, and really lean into that mic and speak as quietly as you can. You'll hear the sound, you'll hear the tone, the timbre of your voice change, and that will create a much more intimate connection with your listeners. And I think that's worth a lot. And I think that's why podcasting done right, without all the visuals and the flashy stuff, can be an incredible way to connect to people. So try that and let the team know how you get on. See you next time.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, it's true, because sometimes you get right up on the mic. You get up close. You know, you can tell you're very, very close. And then other times you're back off it, you know. So, and you can hear it when you got headphones in. I've got headphones in. I'm a little bit disoriented if I ever try to do anything without having the feedback loop.
Right. You know, that's the thing is, you know, like with these microphones, they're pretty directional, the ones we're using. Yeah. And, you know, if I get off mic or something, I can hear that. You can hear me doing that right now. but this mic's pretty good about that. But it's one of those things, you know, it's if you don't listen to yourself, you know, you could go through a half an hour of recording, and then when you listen back to it, you know, it could be super quiet, or it could be super overdriven or whatever. And you can't always, you know, look at meters or, you know, whatever you're recording in and see, you know, what it actually sounds like.
My Mackie mixer's on the other side of the room. I can't see what the levels are. I can only hear what the levels are.
Right.
And I think that even with, especially for guests, if you have a guest on your show and they can't hear themselves, then you're really asking for trouble, because they will notice when they're off mic as well. Mm-hmm. It's when they do interviews at like conventions and so forth, and I don't have a earphone in to hear myself, but I know mic placement during the interview, and sometimes it's like I almost have to chase a person with the mic, because they're animated, they're talking, and they're not, you know, and you're kind of, you know, it's like you look like you're waving a wand to try to stay up with them. So
never give them the mic.
Yes, when you're doing interviews, don't ever. That's the golden rule. So
different topic.
that's a great pro tip. So check out the Blueberry Pro team at blueberrypro.com. Of course, our question of the week, first one up is where can I find my RSS feed on the Blueberry's new dashboard?
Yeah, we've gotten this question a lot, and I don't know, maybe we should do maybe a better job of making that easy to find, but we don't think it's that hard to find. Go to show, under show and manage in the menu on the sidebar, and it's right there. It'll just tell you what the feed is. If you're using PowerPress, of course, you can go to the feeds menu of the PowerPress settings, and it's right there at the top. And it depends on what settings you're using. We can get way geeky about that, but we won't.
You click the show button in the sidebar, you click manage, and right there in that box, it's going to be. Yep. And then on PowerPress, you go to the feeds menu, and it's right there at the top of the page. Yep. So we thought, you know, do we put the feed on the front page of the website? Do you really need it there all the time? I don't know. I think at this point,
I don't think so. I think it's good where it is. Because you need that when you're submitting your feed to all these different directories, or if you're contacting tech support. Otherwise, you don't need to know that. And most listeners don't know that. They just hit the buttons.
Right. So. Yep. All right. So next up is, when is it time to pod fade a show? How would I go about doing that?
Yeah, I've had a couple of shows pod fade over the years. Myself, and you know, I've had this question come up from time to time. You know, when is it time to say enough is enough? With me, it's like when it's no longer fun, or if it's no longer profitable, if that's what you're doing it for, or you just simply don't have the time or the motivation to do a good show. I mean, you know, if you're just cranking these things out, I got a podcast again, and, you know, it's not going to be a good show. You're not going to get any traction. It might be time to kill it, you know, and so, and I've been thinking about that lately, so maybe an announcement later.
Thinking about killing one. So how easy just stop doing it? But if you, you know, you can just stop doing it and let your subscription lapse and it'll kind of disappear into the ether.
Yeah, and if you want to remove it from the internet, good luck with that. Trying to put the genie back in the bottle is kind of hard. We have customers from time to time that really want to, I quit the show. I want it completely gone. Well, we can do quite a bit of that, but it's not easy to make something completely go away. I mean, you know, but I have a kind of a neat thing that I've been doing with some shows to kind of get them to go away is I have a feed, and I'll have that in the show notes, that you could, if you wanted, redirect your dead show to. And it's basically me announcing that this show's no longer available. You know, please unsubscribe.
So it's a feed that says this thing is, we've ended. We're gone. Yeah. Bye-bye. See you later. Please unfollow or unsubscribe. That's what that's what that episode says. That's funny.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, I've had that up there for a couple of years, and you know, when somebody really wants it to get rid of it, I'll redirect it to that.
Right.
And then everybody, you know, even the artwork says this show no longer available. So, cool. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, as far as killing a show, you know, when it's no longer fun, I mean, this is, you know, for most of us, this is a hobby.
Some people it's a business,
and if it's a business too, at some point you have to, you know, cut the dead weight out, you know, not, we're not encouraging that, and we hope that if you podfade a show, you've got another idea for another one. So, you know, that's how it usually goes. But you know, like I said, I've podfaded a few shows that I found it was no longer fun, and then I've started new ones to replace them, and you know, It's a lot of work to keep up and do a decent job. And if you can't do that anymore, then maybe it's time.
So if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's. Audio, text, or video, and we may use it here on the show. And of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails. Of course, if you want a free trial of Blueberry Podcasting, all you got to do is go to blueberry.com and click on the Get Started button right on the front page. That'll get you right in, get you a 30-day free trial immediately. Now, a little bit of a programming note, Mike, just dropping this on you. I will be in Honolulu next week.
Yep.
So you're going to have to find a co-host for the show, because I don't think I'm going to be available.
I think we can manage that.
I'm actually going for my dermatologist is there, and I'm getting a spot removed off my back that is a little funky. So that's one of those things that needs to be done post haste. So I'll be back there for a few days, and then of course I'll be back the following week. But as always, we're coming to you today from the Blueberry Studio in Southern Michigan and in Northern Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team of blueberrypro.com. You can always schedule, and people are taking advantage of this. You're listening to the show. Oh, yeah. So you can schedule one-on-one with me, hosting customers only. Email todd@blueberry.com. I'll give you 30 minutes of my time to go over your show, talk about what's going on, how it's growing, what your issue is, or if you need some help. Of course, you can schedule a tech checkup with Mike, hosting customers only. Email mike@blueberry.com. And as we talked about earlier, send us your podcast sticker and self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry Care Package. And our mailing address will be in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. So I think I got it all. Did I miss anything, Mike?
No, I think we're good. Everybody have a happy International Podcast Day.
That's right.
And it was funny that early this morning, I woke up a little earlier than normal, and I looked at Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, like I usually do, and James Cridland was already having his breakfast, and or maybe it was evening. I don't know, but whatever it was, James was the first one I saw.
He's ahead of us, so yes. His International Podcast Day is soon to come to an end, but we're just getting started here today. So. And if you don't celebrate International Podcast Day, you know, publicly or tweeting or Facebook or anything like that, you know, just, you know, if your coffee's your drink of choice, or, you know, a cold one or whatever it may be, just raise a glass here and say thank you for having this wonderful space. You know, we got what we have here before we go, Mike, is pretty special. Mm-hmm. It is the last bastion of free speech, true free speech, where people can say what they want, where they want, how they want, on their own.com, build their brand, build their empire, and no one can say no. No one can say, nope, you can't do this. You need a license. That doesn't exist. And the best part, there's no rules.
Yep. There's good. There's best practices.
Right. Best practices, but no rules. So we're going to wrap this up. Everyone, thanks for being here. Don't forget to check out the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com tonight. And of course, I'll be hosting that. And I do have, Mike, the Spanish category. I had to have someone come in and announce the nominees in Spanish because it would have been totally embarrassing. So anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time here on Podcast Insider. Take care. Bye-bye.